hopefully you've enjoyed our interviews so far with school board candidates last week, Lawrence Township and Washington Township. Yesterday, Warren Township. Coming up in our 2 p.m. hour, Wayne Township. And then next week, some of y'all are waiting. Even some of you that don't live in IPS, you're waiting for the interviews with the candidates for IPS School Board. They will be here next Tuesday in our 1 p.m. hour, the candidates for IPS District 3. Then at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, the candidates for IPS District 5. And then a week from today, special starting time, 1:30, the candidates for IPS at Large, live. But today, West Side, yesterday, Drew, East Side was in the house because Warren Township was here. Today, West Side is in the house. Wayne will be here in our second hour. But we begin with Pike Township. We first started inviting candidates for Pike Township School Board on this program 6 years ago. And Pike, they had some school board, they had like armies of candidates running. You know, a gazillion candidates running, which showed the interest that was out there and everybody in the Pike community wanting to make their school district the best that it could be. This year, there are 3 seats open for the Pike Township School Board. There's just 3 candidates. It's like Washington Township. Washington Township has 2 vacancies. There's 2 candidates. Pike has 3 seats available and 3 candidates. One of them, Michael Downs, you'll hear from him in just a moment. And we're kind of letting everybody know as we introduce these candidates, what the district is all about. Pike Township has about, a little more than 11,000 students. 59% of Pike Township's student body is African American. That's the highest percentage of any school district in Marion County. Pike has the second largest total number of African American students of any district in the county. 64.2% of Pike students receive free and reduced lunch. 2/3 of Pike Township students pass both English language arts and math on I-STEP. And 92% of the student body, the high school seniors at Pike High School, graduated on time, walked across the aisle, the stage, on time. And with that background, we welcome Michael Downs. There are 3 candidates running for the Pike Township School Board, Philip Abrams, Regina Randolph. They had schedule conflicts, could not be with us today, but holding it down is Michael Downs. Mr. Downs, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So why are you running?
Well, I tell you, you know, you made the comment that years ago there were a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I was one of those a lot of people 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And 2 years later still thought, you know, I still have something I want to give and make sure with the school district. I mean, my honest answer is I'm a parent. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter that graduated last year with all those other 93% that walked across the stage. Mm-hmm. I have a junior at the high school, and I have an 8th grader at Guyon Creek Middle School. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that the education my kids are getting today continues to be top-notch, and I'd put our education system up against anybody. I mean, we have great numbers and great demographics. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that the kids falling behind also have those opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to raise a family and to have kids in school.
You'll be going on the school board not as an incumbent. Are there things and priorities you'll be bringing to the school board that maybe they haven't done before?
I think when you look at it, my background's in nonprofit management. Mm-hmm. So I joke around that I like to know, or I like to believe I know how boards work, right, and how boards should work, and what the role is. I think there's a lot of learning to be done. You know, when I think about what's important to me as a parent and to me in the township, I want to make sure that we have quality teachers. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that our teachers have the proper training and resources for them to be successful. And then I want to make sure that we stay current on technology. I mean, we look around Pike Township, and like I said, it's been a little quiet lately. Everyone's happy, and mm-hmm. we can get very complacent and just mm-hmm. go with being happy. It wasn't too long ago that 93% number was at 70-something back mm-hmm. in 2006.
Right.
It doesn't just happen overnight. We got to make sure that we keep moving forward. I think part of it is, you know, making sure that we stay true to our strategic plan, making sure that we understand what our students need, mm-hmm. and making sure that our teachers are getting the resources that they need. It's the only way to make everyone sort of like, you know, I'm going to get my best and expect the best back from our faculty and our students.
When I looked at the statistics again this morning for the district, I was struck by the fact that there are a couple of statistics that would imply that the school district should be a struggling school district. And then there's other statistics that say, despite those figures that would telegraph this should be a struggling district, it's not. I mean, this is a district where African Americans are in the majority. It is a majority school district. Almost two-thirds of the kids are on free and reduced lunch. Yet two-thirds pass both sides of I-STEP, which is a fairly strong for a minority. That may be the strongest I-STEP performance of any minority-majority school district in the state. And the graduation rate speaks for itself. Is Pike showing how a school, a minority-majority school district with high levels of poverty or working-class families can have kids succeed and excel?
I think so, and I think a lot of it comes back to the projects and programs that we can have. I mean, we've got over $40 million in grant funding, mm-hmm. and a lot of that comes, I mean, we need money to come in to have programs. Right. We're going to open a new career center mm-hmm. in 2015 at the high school. We've been working mm-hmm. with the J. Ever Light Center forever.
Mm-hmm. And, so now you're going to have your own.
We're going to have our own starting in 2015, mm-hmm. Which will give our students yet another opportunity to go in and learn some skills and get a license or get at least some credit. Of those 93%, as we talked about, all the graduates, 46% of our kids graduating have college credit of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So we're preparing kids to go to college. We're preparing people, to go out into the workforce. And, you know, there are clearinghouses everywhere, and the last clearinghouse on our graduates from 09 tells us that 85% of those kids have either graduated or are still in college or graduate school. So not only are we preparing them for college, they're being successful when they get there. I think it comes back to our leadership. Mr. Jones has been there for 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some stable leadership. We've had good growth.
I think you all have the most stable superintendent with the longest tenure of any of the, because 12 years in an urban school district, that's like 50 years in dog years.
He'd probably think the same way, but he made a comment recently that, you know, those kids that started in kindergarten when he first arrived, that's the senior class now.
Mm.
So it's a little special to him that he's now gone through a full generation of students and how we've turned around a lot. We've been able to do some new building.
Right.
I mean, our elementary schools are phenomenal. They're state of the art. We're seeing lots of really good things happening. Secretary of Labor was in the building not too long ago, and I wrote it down because I wanted to get it right. He said that people that say you can't make it happen in America haven't been to Pike High School. That was his quote.
That was his quote. Secretary of Labor saying that. 239-1310. 239-1310. Your opportunity. If you're a parent or a grandparent or, you know, some people are out on spring break. If you're a member of the staff or a teacher or a student at Pike, your opportunity to talk to one of the candidates who are running in the November 4th election for Pike School Board. 239-1310. 239-1310. Or send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 378-9 zero, keyword Amos. Michael Downs, with all of the success as you prepare to go on the board, what is going to keep you up at night? Is it the finances? Is it that you don't know how much money is going to come from the state, which funds the general education, and Pike is fortunate that it has industry as well as homeowners, so you've got a more stable tax base than some of the other school districts, but transportation costs are there, and even though you got a lot of new buildings, you still got a few that still need repair. The enrollment, though, is stable. What are the challenges as you see them for the board for the next several years?
I think we kid ourselves if we don't think that we need to be ahead in technology. We're seeing more and more things happening in the technology realm. I mean, I remember when my oldest was in middle school, you know, computer class was a class you took. That's not something they take anymore. There's some academic things. You know, you get to Pike High School, a lot of great programs, great things. We don't have an honors English class for junior and seniors. You know, you either take regular or you take AP.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in between.
Mm.
So there's some challenges there. You know, I'm a person that I like to talk, but I like to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it, is listening to what our faculty, our staff, the people that are there with our almost 12,000 kids every day. You know, what do we need to do to make them successful? And it's just, you know, make sure we have some stability and some continued growth.
Is this new career center going to give Pike the opportunity to perhaps provide options for those kids that maybe college isn't turning them on or they're rebelling against, you know, the pressure of college, and then there's something at this career center that will give them a trade with a decent job, decent in earning potential, and maybe that's something that turns that kid on and that takes them from kind of struggling to success.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're going to have the opportunity to learn about criminal justice and culinary arts and cosmetology. You'll have the opportunity to get a certificate that allow you to enter the workforce. I think the Secretary of Labor also made a comment of, you know, we're giving people that truly have been living in poverty the chance to punch a ticket right into the middle class. Right. And that's a great opportunity for any young person. My oldest, who's graduated last year, is at the University of Houston now, studying elementary ed. One of the things at Pike was they have cadet teaching. So she spent 2 hours a day her senior year going to the elementary school and in the classroom, teacher assistant, teacher helper, back with her original kindergarten teacher, which is kind of fun. But it about her experience for an entire year, you know, is this something I want to do the rest of my life? Which was just a great opportunity for her.
239-1310. 239-1310 with Michael Downs. He is a candidate for the Pike Township School Board. Is the technology in Pike, everybody at the high school got the iPad or Google Pad or tablet or something, or is that another area that Pike needs to grow?
We don't provide everyone their iPads and everything yet. I mean, our classrooms are pretty much technology savvy. My kids, a lot of their homework can be done online. Textbooks are online. You know, we got to also make sure 65% free or reduced lunch, that everyone has the same skills. My kids are lucky they can come home and use a computer. Right. Not everybody can. You know, some people have to go to, we have what's called our Clear Lab at one of the middle schools where you can access it, or to the public library, but we got to make sure that everyone can get to that.
Is that one of the challenges today, to make sure that parents and grandparents understand that the technology in schools today, and I'm going to assume that Pike has the same systems a lot of other schools have, where not only can the kid, the student, see how they're doing in their class, their grades, literally on a daily basis, but that parents and grandparents understand they can go into that system and find out what's going on. They don't have to wait 6 or 8 weeks for a report card to come to them. They could know today, is their kid ahead of the curve or behind the curve?
I tell you, absolutely. We could pull up my phone here and I could show you the app. I check my kids' grades more than they care for me.
But is that the challenge to teach parents and grandparents that may not realize that, or may not realize if you got the flip phone from, if you got Andrew Luck's flip phone, you can probably figure that out and find that same information. You don't need a $700 iPhone 6.
Absolutely. We use a system called Skyward. It's pretty simple. Most of the newsletters that I get from my kids' schools will always remind me that you can go online. If you don't know it, you call the school. They'll give you your login. Parents have their own logins, grandparents, whomever. You can go on and look at grades any day. There have been some upgrades to the system in the last year or so, which makes it a little bit more user-friendly, where all the kids are listed together instead of separate folders for each one. But, I mean, you can get, there's an app on the phone, it's on the computer, it's pretty darn simple.
Is one of the challenges Pike still have that people's perception of Pike and the reality is two different things? I mean, several years ago, I think Pike suffered from from people, non-African Americans, saying, well, there's a lot of African Americans. This must not be a great school system. There must be violence in the halls, lawlessness, criminality, etc. One, do you still hear that where you go in the township? And what is the reality? How do you deal with those people saying that system is not safe? It's dangerous there.
Yeah, and you know, there are problems everywhere. That's going to happen. We've been fortunate that we haven't had many issues at the high school. We haven't had a lot of violence or crime. People have their perceptions, but I think sometimes seeing is believing. And I'm a person that's very factual, and you rattled off some great facts earlier that I'd stack up against any other school district. You know, just the graduation rate. We have more AP courses. I have a friend that daughter went to Lebanon High School, and she made the comment, like, would love to have the opportunity to take some of the courses that my kids have. We have an IB program that my daughter's in.
That's International Baccalaureate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For juniors and seniors. I mean, even, you know, my kids are my test subjects, but my eighth grade son, when he was in fifth grade, here's a story for you. He is really good at math. I don't know where he gets it, but he's really good at math. So his fifth grade teacher at Guyon Creek Elementary, Miss Allen, you know, did some testing on him, decided he was way ahead. So she bumped him up. He took seventh grade math. So now as an eighth grader, he goes to the high school in the morning, takes honors algebra 2 with some high school students. But because of the fact that we're in a township that looks at every child individually, they made sure that he got what he needed. Other places he'd be sitting in a seventh grade or an eighth grade algebra class, twiddling his thumb and being a little crazy.
239-1310. How important is it for parents, even if they're working two or three jobs, to try to take a little bit of time to really find out where their kids are, and if there are problems, figure out how to communicate to the teacher, communicate to the principal if necessary, communicate to the superintendent?
Yeah, and you know, we want people to start with those teachers and try to have those critical conversations about what's happening in the classroom. It's important to watch your kids' grades. It's important to look for progress reports. It's important to go to those back to school night and meet the teacher. I went, and my wife and I go every time, and now that they're a junior in high school, not as many parents often in those rooms when you're going through. I equate it to, I coach soccer out in the township as well, and the little kids, everybody comes to watch.
Right.
By the time they get old, you're lucky if mom or dad drops them off. Mm-hmm. So trying to engage parents at all levels, and I know that people have jobs and people have to work, but never had the teachers are always willing to make special arrangements to meet with parents, to have discussions, because at the end of the day, if their kid isn't successful, the parent's not happy, the teacher's not happy, no one's happy.
School safety, and particularly bullying, there's a lot more publicity today about bullying than there was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. The state continually tightens down the laws on bullying. Bullying is not just anymore, according to the state, you know, a kid physically threatened. If you threaten a kid on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, that is bullying in the eyes of the law. First of all, from a board perspective, how important is it that the districts, and maybe they are, I'm going to use another, I'm not going to mention them, I'm going to use another district as an example where I looked on the website in the student handbook and their definition of bullying, they had the legalistic definition, but they didn't explain in clear ordinary Hoosier what bullying is and more importantly, what steps the parent needed to take.
Well, I think that it comes back to, you know, you talk about bullying being more prevalent now, and I think you hit the nail on the head with all the social media, because young people will post comments that they shouldn't, you know, things they're not going to say out loud, but they're going to post there, and it's just as damning. And what's important is that parents take it seriously and that schools take it seriously. Often we get to crisis mode before anybody does anything, or we have a tragedy that unfolds before anybody does anything. I mean, you see media all the time where the young person has taken their life or something tragic's happened. We want to make sure that we hit it head on, that you have those conversations, that the students are involved, that the parents are involved, and that everyone understands what the issue is. You'll have young people going, oh, I didn't mean that. Well, you know, you wrote it down, and this is what it says, and this is what it meant to someone else. Bullying is going to be a hot topic for a long time. It's going to be something that we're going to have to deal with in just a straightforward manner. And I'm with you. If you look in the planners and in the policies, it's the very legalese issue.
Right.
They want to cover their base here,
right,
and make sure that we have it out there, but it's such a broad spectrum as to what bullying is.
But coming back to communication with residents of the district, we're going to have this new son of ISTEP tied to whatever the state standards are, the college and career ready standards. And the expectation is that everybody's score is going to go down, not because the teachers didn't do a great job, not because the students didn't try to learn it. It's just in incorporating a new test tied to new standards, and there's going to be a fall-off period. How important is it when you're elected to the board for the board to go out along with the administration and kind of walk people through? First of all, first to understand what this new animal is going to be, son of ISTEP, and then explain it to people, because now, the last several years, people have an expectation of excellence at Pike. And if we're having this conversation a year ago, and I'm looking at 30% pass both ISTEP, you know, then 800 people are going to want to run for the board in 2 years.
Absolutely. And, you know, with any new generation of anything, there's going to be glitches. That's just iPhone 6. You know, there's going to be an issue with it at some point. It's important that there's honest communication and there's expectations. I mean, obviously we don't want anything to fall off. Mm-hmm. We're on a trajectory that's been going on for the last 5 years with iStep scores improving. Right. We want to make sure that we continue to produce students that are exceptional in their studies, that are going to be successful. But it comes back to education. It also comes back to people being engaged and parents asking those questions and showing up for those sessions and having those conversations. You know, we can send home lots of information, but at some point someone's got to read it. Someone's got to ask about it. We're going to expect a lot from the teachers to help us through this process, but it's a learning process. Now, again, 2 years from now when you have these, if there's a whole line of people outside your door, you know right. what the answer was.
Yeah. One of the other questions that we're asking candidates has to do with school safety. It's an outgrowth of something that happened a week ago today at an IPS school where a young man was caught with a loaded gun and a machete and a hatchet. And IPS made no public announcement that this person with these dangerous weapons was arrested on their property. What is Pike's policy if someone is caught on the property with a dangerous weapon? Are just the school community notified, meaning the parents with a text message or one of those robo phone calls? Or is it something where it's announced to the general public just in, hey, we had an incident, law enforcement dealt with it, we move on?
I'm a big proponent. I don't know what the official policy is. Let me start there. I'm a big proponent.
You're gonna find out.
I'm gonna find out tomorrow morning. I'm a big proponent of just transparency because if you don't share the information, people make up their own mm-hmm. information. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's important that the parents know. Mm-hmm. It's important they know it was dealt with. I mean, we get the updates and we get the information when there are issues at school bus stops, maybe right. about a car.
Okay.
We get information via robocalls, via newsletters, via Skyward, the system we talked about,
okay.
also has
the
capacity
system.
To push stuff out to you.
Right.
So I think that we're really good at communicating, but for me, we have to tell that story because someone's going to tell it, and I'd rather the information come from us.
Okay, not just for the school community, but it's something that serious. It should be the general community as well because they're the ones that might hear it from in a room or then somebody had 100 guns.
Absolutely.
Instead of the case. As you've gone out in this election season, is Pike just bored with the school board? I mean, we're looking at an election that's just for the offices in the front part of the ballot mm-hmm. is kind of, you know, are people even engaged in this or is it just, hey, things are going on. Good luck to you. God bless you.
Yeah. I believe that people are engaged. You know, these elections are always on the back of the ballot.
Right.
So you got to turn it over and bubble those bubbles.
Right.
But I want to believe that people are happy with how the school district is progressing. You know, 4 years ago, I wasn't running there, but there were a lot of people here because we had a referendum on school building.
Right.
You know, were we going to build one?
Right.
Our people went out and voted and every precinct it passed. So it's not just one little community. As a whole, Pike, I think is proud of what the schools are.
Mm-hmm.
They're proud of what we're turning out and what we're doing in our community. I mean, if people have to figure out, you know, where do you want to live and you go look at the numbers, it's a great place to be. I mean, you can't get an education this good in other parts of this city. So, we are one of the few that we don't take people outside of our district into our schools. You know, a lot of districts are like, come on over here. You can come over here. We have consistent growth with the students that are there. We're adding about 150 a year. So we're very happy with what we have. And again, we're using the finances that we have. We're keeping our tax rates down. We're able to build new things. We're getting a new swimming pool over at the high school this year. So lots of new things happening.
All kind of stuff. Michael Downs, our standard closing question with any of the candidates that are here. If people want more information about your campaign, how do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can email me. It's Mike4Pike, so the number 4, mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
That's simple.
I know, right?
Mike4Pike@gmail.com. Mike4Pike@gmail.com. Again, there are three candidates running for three positions on the Pike Township School Board. Regina Randolph, who is an incumbent, current president of the board, Philip Abrams, and Michael Downs. Mr. Abrams, Ms. Randolph had scheduling conflicts, couldn't be with us, but Mike is holding up the
I'm
whole
doing
court.
It. I'm doing it.
Michael Downs, a pleasure to meet you. Thanks
Thank
very
you,
much
sir.
For being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you, sir.